Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of CX Update, your monthly update on customer experience. I want to start with a cool example that I saw of customer experience with an interesting mindset. It's what the Louvre, the museum in Paris, has decided this month. You know, the Louvre is very popular. It's one of the most visited museums in the world. And as a consequence, there are often long lines to go to the masterpieces. If you go to the Louvre, you know that every single person actually goes to see the Mona Lisa. And then they create this Disneyland queue there, and then you have a few seconds to take a picture with the Mona Lisa, but you don't have really time to watch it closely. So they want to change that. Last year, they had 7.8 million visitors, and they had long queues. So they are now thinking about what could be the maximum capacity to optimize the customer experience. So the decision is very clear. We're going to lower the amount of visitors to improve the customer experience. And this is one of the first times that I actually hear something like this. And it's interesting. Imagine that you would use the same philosophy in a restaurant. There's so many restaurants today that are suffering to find enough staff. And the question is, if you are a restaurant owner, what will you do if you are understaffed? Will you take full capacity of the restaurant and lower the customer experience? Or will you decide to maybe only accept 80% of the reservations and make sure that those 80% customers have a great experience? It's an interesting balancing exercise to really see if you can deliver the service that you want to be known for. So I love this philosophy of the Louvre, and I think it's an interesting one to think about in other organizations as well. You all know that I'm a big Disney fan, and you probably heard that Disney has a new CEO, or basically the old CEO came back. Bob Iger came back from his retirement after the low stock price of Disney. And one of his first decisions is actually removing some frictions. You all know that I'm a huge fan of friction hunting. Well, this is exactly what Bob Iger is doing. So for instance, he made the decision that if you go to Disneyland, you no longer have to pay to get a picture of yourself on the ride. So when you're on a roller coaster and you're putting your hands in the air, they always take a picture, right? In the past in Disney, you had to pay for a photo pass to have access to these pictures. This is now available for all guests for free. Another thing that he did is he made the tickets became more expensive in the last couple of years. And now he made sure that the lowest ticket price tickets, that there are more of them available. And for the annual pass holders, he made sure that they don't have to make a reservation anymore to get into the park. So you see, those are three examples of frictions that he has removed. And I can tell you, if you remove frictions, people get really excited about that. So in all Disney blogs, people are now raving that Bob Iger is back and look at these decisions that he made. And you know, these are very tactical, small decisions, but with a high impact. They're very easy to implement, but they have a high impact. Customers instantly appreciate that. And this is always my invitation to all of you. Can you look to certain things that you have installed in your organization that may not be good for customers, that you could remove easily, and that would have a big impact on the perception? That is what friction hunting is about. It's a small effort with high impact. And this is apparently one of the decisions that Bob Iger is doing to win the heart back of his most loyal Disney park visitors. Every year in January, there's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, where you have all the new cool gadgets and new ideas of the technology world. This year, BMW came out with an interesting concept car, and it is a concept car. They will not really launch it into the real world, but there are a number of cool items, and this is especially interesting if you're looking into new customer interfaces. These are the enhanced interfaces that I've been talking about for a while. We're evolving from effortless to enhanced. And like with this new BMW that they showed at CES, the outside of the car is like one big screen. And because of that, you can decide the color of your car every single minute of the day. Depending on the mood that you are in, you can add a new color to the car. You can work with different colors. Or imagine in the future, you can put advertising on it. Maybe you can even make money by putting brand names on the car, and you can rent out the screens of your car. Who knows? And there's also something interesting on the inside. There are no buttons or real screens anymore in that car. Everything is augmented reality, and you can decide how much you want to see on the screen. And there's also a safety feature involved, so you can see bicycles that are getting closer to the car. Maybe your human eye has missed them, but the computer eye can see them and make sure that you will see them by accenting them and making sure that they're more visible. And they also have this VR experience, like this full enhanced experience. So you can, if you're driving in a little town in Belgium, you can pretend that you're driving around in Vegas, and that you see all these cool hotels at the Vegas Strip. And before people get worried about the safety of this car, this is not something they will launch, but it shows that, imagine that one day you have a driverless car, how that could create a new sort of entertainment. And they just want to show what you can do with the windshield of a car and how you can use it. But the main goal is to change the design and to make sure that there are more safety features in there that help you navigate throughout the traffic in a safer way. The most popular downloaded app in the United States in the last couple of months is an app called Temo. And I guess the chances are very high that you haven't heard of Temo yet. And Temo is an e-commerce platform. It's a shopping platform. And it's part of a larger company called Pinduoduo. And they are very popular in China. And now they launched in the US. And in the last couple of months, this has become the most downloaded app. So they have more downloads than Amazon or TikTok or Instagram. And in the last 6 weeks, they had about more than 10 million downloads. So they're very popular. So the question is, why are they so popular? First of all, their marketing is super, super aggressive. So they make sure that their ads all over social media, so you cannot miss it, so people check it out. Second thing is, it's based on very, very cheap prices. A little bit like Shein in fashion, the most popular fashion app in the world is the Chinese Shein, very cheap. Same with Temu, very, very cheap. Most of the products that they sell are unknown brands, but sometimes they use famous brands and then sell something at a very, very low price, which is attracting customers. And the third thing is the platform is like a shopping mall. It's different categories. It's all kind of different products, like little gadgets that you want to buy at a cheap price. So you're constantly seeing new things that are very cheap to buy. And it's like you're walking in this big shopping street with all kind of neon lights that are flashing to you with big promotions and things on sale. That's like the environment that you're in. And then the last thing they add to it is artificial intelligence. So the more people will use it, the better the recommendations will be on what kind of products you will see in this virtual shopping street. Again, like TikTok, like Shein, these Chinese apps that have great working algorithms that really know you very well, very fast, they make it addictive to go there, because every time you see something new that is in line with your interests and you can buy them in an easy way at a very low price. So that is the secret of success. And you see that these kind of new apps where you combine price, interface and AI are always like an instant success in the last few months. So I would advise you to take a look at Temo. A lot of people will say, oh, this is not for me, but be not surprised when we will see in Europe in a couple of months the same increase of people using Temo. So guys, this was my monthly CX update. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you saw that we changed the format a little bit. We wanted to make it more about CX news, a little bit less about concepts, change the layout a little bit. So I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video if you did, subscribe to the channel, give a reaction in the comments if you missed something or if you agree or disagree with something. And I hope to see you again next month for a new episode of my CX update. Thanks for watching, everyone. Take care.